Random House Audio presents Love and the Cactus Kid, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
If you loved me, you would.
But...
You know you would.
I do love you.
Then you don't love me enough.
Jenny!
Well, it's true.
Jenny Sims crossed her arms and stuck out her chin. She was pocket-sized and lovely, and she was utterly determined to have her way with the Cactus Kid.
You won't even get me some flowers.
But, Jenny, I can't.
I'd really like to decorate the house for my party.
Oh, but that's crazy. I mean, it's August, and we're in the middle of the worst drought in years. There's scarcely a blade of grass anywhere that's even part green, and here you want flowers?
Well, surely you can find me some. I told the girls you knew the countryside better than anyone else, and they laughed at me. They did.
There are no flowers closer than California this time of year.
If you loved me, you'd get them, Nestle Rose.
Shh.
If a man truly loves a girl, he can do anything.
If anybody hears that name, they'll hoorah me clear out of the county. Call me Clay, or Kid, or anything but that.
Her blue eyes flashed at him. Their beauty shook him anew.
It's your name, isn't it? Nestle Rose Clay. I see nothing wrong with it. You're just trying to change the subject. We were talking about you and your poor attitude.
My attitude? You're the one that's being unreasonable.
Since when was love supposed to be reasonable? Did Lancelot tell Queen Guinevere to be reasonable? Mm.
The Cactus Kid shook his head and began to roll himself a smoke. Jenny was started now. She could think of things nobody else would dream of. That came of reading so many books, all romances and the like, which made her look for a man...